Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being rich and understanding what that actually looks like from God's perspective, how we live a rich life, and the attitude we ought to have. What the riches of God's kingdom really looks like when it's displayed in us and through us. So today, midweek, we're going to focus in on the part of being rich that probably most frequently would come to mind. That's being rich in generosity. Rich with our stuff and the way that we give of the resources that God has entrusted to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 says, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Sounds like quite a unexpected combination. Extreme trials. The extreme poverty. Overwhelming joy. Rich generosity. I don't know anyone that really enjoys the trials of life that come our way, regardless of how big or small they are. But to experience severe trials, severe disaster, severe circumstances, and still be able to live with an overwhelming joy. God has rescued us from something more severe than any of the consequences, circumstances, disasters, tragedies that life sends our way. He's rescued us from eternity without Him, from hell itself. And as bad as things get in life, there are times that we describe things as being hell on earth, and I believe that that does the real thing a very grave disservice. Oh, there are circumstances that are probably as close to being there as you can get on earth, but it's nothing like eternal torment, eternal separation from God. And Jesus has rescued us from that. And so in the midst of extreme trials, we can have an overwhelming joy. Something better's coming. We've been freed from something worse. And sometimes those severe trials have wrapped up within them extreme poverty, a lack of money, of resources. The things that we use to live life, to obtain necessities. And we think at many times in our life that we're poor. And yet, when we consider, at least here where I live, just how much we have, we recognize the extreme poverty of people living under severe trials, under severe persecution, in the midst of famines and droughts, parts of the world that would not earn in a year what the poorest in this country get in a day. It's not that there isn't poverty here in this country. It's not that there isn't situations and circumstances that would feel like extreme poverty and even qualify as extreme poverty, but when we trust in God, when He provides even a little of what we want, we're reminded that He cares for us. But out of all of that combination of things in our life, the overwhelming joy that comes from being in Christ, even in the midst of severe trials and extreme poverty, the result for the Christians Paul is writing to, which is not just the church in Corinth, and not just the church that he's writing about, but for us, it ought to well up within us rich generosity. If God has given me so much, oh, my garage may not look like he did, my bank accounts may not look like he did, but my heart knows that he has. Rich generosity is what ensues, is what's produced. You'll discover many times that the level of generosity that we live with has more to do with our acknowledgement of God at the given moment than it does with what we do or don't have. The more we walk closely with God, the more that we recognize His presence, the more that we understand His provision, the more that we keep our eyes fixed towards eternity, the more that we generally allow this rich generosity to grow in our life. To be able to say, I can get by. Perhaps they can't. And it's a rich generosity that flows not really from us, but from God through us. Because our heart goes out to those whose severe trials and extreme poverty have not yet experienced the overwhelming joy of knowing Christ. Those who have done everything they can and still hold on to faith even when they have nothing else to hold on to. Perhaps especially when they have nothing else to hold on to. And so we learn to give. Not necessarily because we have extra, but because the joy that Christ has filled us with compels us to help those in need, to be generous in giving, in loving, in serving. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. The only way we even know what rich generosity looks like is because you've shown it to us by giving us your Son, by giving us the resources that we live by, the abilities to accomplish the work that we do. And Father, there are times in life where we feel we don't have enough. The trials of life have worn us down and taken from us. Our lack has made us hungry, has made life difficult. And there are times, Father, that we've turned away our eyes away from you to focus on those trials and those times of poverty. And we've become discouraged, disheartened. And then your Spirit reminds us to fix our eyes back on Jesus, where we find that overwhelming joy in the midst of trials and poverty. And it's through that overwhelming joy that you create within us a desire to express this rich generosity, to give, because you first gave. And so God, today, help us to be generous, not in comparison to anyone else, but in obedience to you. To give not out of pressure or compulsion or guilt, but out of joy. To recognize whatever it is that you've allowed us to manage, that you've done so not just for our benefit, but so that we would help others with the resources you've entrusted to us. And so God, today, help us to be faithful, to accurately evaluate not our resources, but yours, so that regardless of our levels of trials and poverty, the overwhelming joy that we have in Christ would result in rich generosity. And in that generosity, may we lift up Jesus as the true source, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.